And we're back here with Washington County Little League All-Stars on the air. Today's game is Washington County White versus Grimes County. 7-year-old coach pitch baseball is made possible by Woods Lumber Company, H&B in Brenham, Batter's Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Grill Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dominant Associates, PBR Materials, Glen College, Cook's Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Alton Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, Thoreau Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Felder's Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morella's Meat Market, Moeller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. We'll go to the field with your pregame host, Stephen Drain, and a little bit of a special guest from Daryl Kiki after these words from our sponsors.
Mr. Windshield and Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods and Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods and Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
I wanna rock!
And welcome back to Barton, Texas, as we're ready for getting ready for action in game two here of our twin bill. We've got the Washington County White 7U All-Stars. They're going to be facing off against Grimes County here in the second game. First game, Washington County a winner 15-0 as they run ruled the team that they played from over there just across the Brazos River in Hempstead. So as we get announcements going on, we'll send it back for a word from our sponsors.
There's one word when you think of La Morello's, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morello's. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morello's at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morello's wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Hey! Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mace Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine and on and off the field.
It's a home run!
Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Or visit their office at 2402 South Day Street. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
All right, and we're back here in Burton as we're going to get started a little bit early the way it looks tonight over here. So Washington County White will be the visiting team as they're going to get things started off here. As we're going to start about, looks like about 9 minutes early here. So Grimes County, the home team, Washington County, the visiting team. So first batter for Washington County, stepping in here. And first batter is Luke Gay, and he's going to swing and hit that one over to second, but he'll leg that out at first, and there's an overthrow, and he's on his way to second base. So Washington County with the leadoff runner here on in the top half of the first inning. And that's going to bring up to bat for Washington County here. They kind of changed their lineup a little bit on me here. And it's going to bring up Porter Chavez. He swings at the first pitch, hits it back to the pitcher's mound, and he's going to leg that one out. Coming around third base will be Luke Gay, as he scores the first run of the game for Washington County. So coming up to bat now for Washington County is going to be, as I get this name here, as they change their lineup a little bit on us of what they gave us there. So Chavez over at first base. Batting now is Hayden Simmons. So Hayden Simmons will step in here. And he's swinging and fouls one down the third baseline. So he'll run back from first base, hit back over to the batter's box, get back in there. Next pitch on its way, and Simmons swings again. Line drive down there, caught by the third base coach over there. So one run in here in the top half of the first inning for Washington County. They with the early lead here, 1-0. Next pitch, maybe just a bit outside, and Simmons will watch that one go by.
That was the fifth pitch, though. He had a swing.
So is that the fifth, or are we on the – we're on the fifth one now. I believe that was the fourth one. So here comes the fifth pitch, and swing and a miss there for Simmons. He'll go down as the first out. And that's going to bring up the bat for Washington County here, number four hole hitter. And that's going to be – looks like
– that's Plum.
Candon Plum.
Mm-hmm.
So Candon Plum steps in here. And he swings and misses. So runner over at first base, one out. Washington County with a 1-0 lead. Plum has two strikes on him. He'll swing and miss at the next one and go down on strikes. So two outs now.
This is Wunderlich.
So that's going to bring up Wyatt Wunderlich. So Wunderlich will step in with two outs, runner over first base. He's swinging on the first pitch. It's a pop-up down the first base side. It's going to bounce and go foul. So foul ball on the first swing by Wunderlich. So we're just underway here. Game number two for us. Washington County White facing Grimes County. Washington County up 1-0. Next pitch to Wunderlich. He'll take that one just a bit outside.
As we talk, that pitcher, it's hard to get up there, and he's trying to make that perfect pitch, and He's pulling a lot of them outside.
So next pitch swung on by Wunderlich. Pitcher's going to drift over field it, try to throw to first, but Wunderlich will beat it out over there. And going over to second and rounding second and hit it to third will be Porter Chavez. So he'll be over at third base. Wunderlich will be at first base. He's going to bring up
99.
It's a bat number 99, Bo Remedios.
You're the man.
So Bo Remedios up to bat for Washington County. As we get everything settled here, umpire getting everybody back in the dugouts.
Plum is going to run since he made the out before the last batter who reached safely at first. He's the catcher, so he's in there. Wunderlich is getting ready.
Swung on by. And he'll be out at first base over there. So after a half inning of play, it's Washington County White 1, Grimes County coming to bat. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they are honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars good luck in their tournaments. Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TilghmanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today. Or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
All right, welcome back out here to Gibson Field here in Burton, Texas, as we got Washington County Little League action going for you. Grimes County stepping in. Leading it off for Grimes County is going to be Carter Parsons. So he steps in. He's going to swing and hit this one down the third base side and going to roll just foul. So picked up over there by the Washington County third baseman, just foul. So Parsons will get set back in. Pitch number two on its way. That's going to be taken in there.
The other hard part, we didn't say this in the first game, the pitcher can't talk to the batters.
Yeah, they have to just be quiet out there on the mound. They're able to step and throw, and that's about it. Next pitch in there, that's going to be taken. So that is pitch number three. So two pitches remaining for Parsons here. So next pitch on its way, and Parsons is going to swing, hit this one down to third base. Third baseman knocks it down. He's going to come up with it, and he'll throw it back toward the pitching circle, back up there at first base, and they'll get it back in as Parsons, he'll go all the way to second base. So hard shot down there to third base. Third baseman for Washington County knocks it down. But Parsons able to beat it out over at first, and then he'll advance on the overthrow back to the pitcher's mound. Going to bring up the bat for Grimes County, Austin Hitt. So underway here, bottom half of the first inning. Washington County leads it 1-0 as we start play here. Game number two for us tonight. And Hitt will swing, knocked down by the pitcher. Runner's going to try and go to third. Pitcher's going to go over there and is going to tag him out over at third base. as Hill advanced to second, but out over at third is Parsons on the one unassisted play over there as the pitcher runs it over there and tags him out for out number one.
Nice play by the pitcher.
So going to bring up the bat Hudson Ramos. So Ramos will step in from the left side. And his first pitch is on its way. He's swinging. A little tapper back to the pitcher's mound. Pitcher's going to field it. Throw over to first. Not in time. First baseman knocks it down. Keeps it in front of him. Gets it back into the circle. So runners at first and third for Grimes County with one out in the inning. It's going to bring up O'Brien Chapman.
This might be the littlest one so far.
Yeah, so Chapman steps in. Reminder, we are in 7U coach pitch baseball here. So first pitch is on its way. He's going to swing, hit a tapper down the third baseman. Runner at third is going to retreat over to third. And they're going to overthrow it at first. So coming home, the score will be head for Grimes County as they get it back in to the pitcher. And coming around third will be Ramos as he'll score the second run for Grimes County. Chapman will end up over at second base. So two-run score for Grimes County on that play. And they'll take an early 2-1 lead over Washington County. Going to bring up to bat Xavier Torres.
Number 10, Xavier Torres.
So Torres steps in, runner at second base, one out. Washington County White leading it, trailing it, 2-1. So Grimes County got the lead. Washington County got one in the top half of the first. First pitch on its way to Torres, and he swings and misses at that pitch. Wonderlic doing the catching for Washington County. And we got a loose ball there in the outfield as runners can't advance on throws back to the pitcher, so got away from the pitcher
hey,
there.
Little Cat was getting it, though.
He took off, and he was hit at third, but umpire sent him back. So no runs on the overthrows back from the catcher to the pitcher. So Torres steps back into the plate. He's got one pitch so far. So next pitch is on its way. Torres hits a line drive out to center field. Knocked down by the center fielder. He'll get it up quickly, throws it back into the pitching circle. And they will send the runner back to... Let's see what the call is here. So I guess if they tried to make the play there, they're going to let that stand. So
I guess so, because he did have it in the circle, but then he made an attempt to come home and tag him.
Tag the runner. So run will score there. Going to be the third run for...
At least their runner stayed at first, though.
Yep, the other runner, Torres, stays at first after the line drive single out to center field. It's going to bring up to bat for Grimes County, Heston Bourne. He swings and misses at pitch one. So everybody's getting their play time in here for Grimes County as they only have 9 players. Washington County with 12 players. The pitch, second pitch is taken. So 2 pitches in to Bourne. 1 out in the inning. Grimes County scored 3. Washington County White trailing it 3-1. Runner over at first base. Pitch number 3 on its way to Bourne. He'll pop up out to second baseman. It's going to be over as he hit out into the outfield. Picked up out there by the center fielder. He's going to throw it into the pitching circle as... Runners are going to be at second and third base. He wanted to go get him over there again and decided to come back to the circle to keep everybody at second and third base.
Now coming to play, number 9, Tegan Hirsch.
So that's going to bring up the bat, Tegan Hirsch. So Hirsch steps in. It's right up on that plate. First pitch is on its way. He swings and fouls that one back into the screen. So sun's starting to set out here in Burton. Have a little night action here for you shortly on this game.
Not a bad afternoon.
Nope.
It hadn't been that hot.
Very nice and pleasant out here tonight.
next pitch to Hirsch is swung on and missed. So two strikes now on Hirsch. He's got three pitches remaining. So we're in pool play out here. Washington County Green Team won their first game. Washington County White looking to do the same thing, but they trail it right now 3-1. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. So next pitch to Hirsch is swung on and missed for strike three. And that'll be out number two for Grimes County. So two outs now. Going to bring up to bat Sergio Garcia.
Talking to the third base.
So Sergio Garcia will step in for Grimes County here. Two outs. Runner over at second and third base for Grimes County. Three runs on the board here in the bottom half of the first. Swung on. This is fouled off to the right side into the screen. Wunderlich will go stag it down out there, throw it back to the coach. So one strike on the batter, Garcia, for Grimes County. Pitch number two is on its way. This is swung on and missed for strike number two. So two outs in the inning. Washington County looking to get that third out. Prevent the five runs from scoring this inning as runners are at second and third base. Next pitch is on its way, and it's going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So that will be out number three. So your score after one inning of play, it's Grimes County 3, Washington County White 1. And we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Branded Graphics is proud to cheer on the Little League All-Stars. From the first pitch to the final out, they know these athletes are giving it their all and representing their community with pride. At Branded Graphics, they help teams show up in style with custom t-shirts, banners, signs, decals, and spirit gear made to celebrate every big moment. To all the players, coaches, and families, congratulations on an incredible season and good luck, All-Stars. Branded Graphics, your local partner from custom print, signage, and team spirit. Learn more at brand8graphics.com.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back. We're at Burton, Texas, Gibson Field here. Little League action for you. First Little League games of the year we're doing on the radio tonight. And we had Washington County Green in the first game. Got Washington County White in the second game. And they'll start it off here in the bottom half of the second innings. They trail it 3-1 right now. As we got a little equipment malfunction with the catcher over there as they get him all situated and set up for play over there as they're working on getting whatever equipment done over there, trying to get it all worked out so they can get him back in the game over here. So as we get set for play, leading it off is going to be Grayson Perez for Washington County White.
Here comes the little catcher.
And here comes our catcher out. So he's got everything ready to go, and looks like we're going to get underway with some action here.
I'd have to fuss him for not hustling.
So we're all set as we start here the top half of the second inning. Grimes County's trailing it Actually, Grimes County leading it 3-1 over Washington County White. So Perez steps in, his first pitch, swinging, is going to hit a pop-up over shortstop, cannot make the play, and Perez will get on first base. Leadoff batter aboard over there at first base for Washington County White.
He made a whole circle around his coach there to get back to first base. That's what you talk about, having fun.
So that's going to bring up the bat Gage Yoder. So Yoder will step in here. Nobody out. Runner at first base. First pitch going to be outside. So we talked a little bit before about how difficult it is for this coach pitch. You want to put that ball right down the middle every time, and sometimes it just doesn't work. So next pitch to Yoder. He's going to take that one and let it go by.
Now he's trying to aim it and then making it double hard to throw.
Yeah, I don't envy this. I couldn't do it back in the day. I would probably hit probably half of the batters, you know, that were out there. So the third pitch, Yoder's going to swing and miss at this one. So three pitches in to Yoder. As catcher gets it back to the coach as we get ready for pitch number four coming here. And that swung on. This is going to be foul back. So pitch number five will be coming up.
So he has to swing at this one.
Got to swing at this last one. And he'll swing and tap this out to the pitcher's mound. Yoder's going to run over to first base. Not in time. First baseman will throw it over there. First baseman unable to knock it down. Runners are going to advance up to second and third base. As the runner around third is going to be in time to score. So Yoder pulls up at second base over there, but scoring on the play is Grayson Perez. He'll score the second run of the night for Washington County White.
Top of the second, it's 3-2 now.
So that's going to bring up the bat for Washington County, Mac Tidwell.
Coach is calling time out.
Coach is calling time. He's going to talk to his first baseman a little bit. Try and get him to remind him a little bit different rules. You know, the goal probably here is to try and get it back to the pitcher's mound and kill the play, but Washington County White able to score that run. So Tidwell steps in, first pitch swing, and he's going to foul that back into the screen. So Washington County White trails it now 3-2.
Got a runner on second with no outs.
Runner at second, nobody out. Second pitch is going to be swung on by Tidwell and missed. So he's down in the count, two strikes here. Three pitches left, so he wants to watch one here or two.
Needs to step a little bit closer to that plate. He's way off of that plate, my opinion, but that don't count.
Yeah, standing pretty far back in the box there is Tidwell. The next pitch is on its way. He's going to tap this one back to the mound. Pitcher's going to try and field it. He comes up with it, throws on the first, not in time. So coming around third base, the score is going to be Gage Yoder. Tidwell will pull in over at first, and he'll advance to second base on that throw. So it's going to bring up the bat Lachlan Wolf. So Wolf steps in. Score now tied 3-3. Nobody out. Runner at second base. First pitch swinging is Wolf, and he'll swing and miss at that. So Washington County White on the board here two times already in the top half of the second inning. Wolf swings again and misses. Runs the count out to 0-2 on him. He's got a couple pitches left here. So next pitch on his way, he's going to swing and miss at that for strike three. So that'll give us one out in the inning for Washington County. And that'll bring up the bat Francisco Lopez. So runner still over at second base. Two runs in for Washington County White. Score all tied up 3-3. Lopez swings, hits a hard ground ball down to third base. Third baseman is going to try and make the tag over at third, and safe is the call. So third baseman able to snag that hot shot down the line. Tidwell able to get in there safe. Going to bring up the bat, Tucker Dawson.
Coach calling time to, he's going to appeal this to see about an out.
Umpire says, nope, my call is safe, so they'll be safe over there at third base. So over at first base, Lopez is first and third now, one out in the inning for Washington County White. Waiting to get everything set, ready to go here. First pitch is on its way. That's going to be inside for a ball. Dawson backs out of there a little bit. Choked up on that bat. So pitch number two on its way to Dawson. This one also a little bit inside. He's backing out of there a little bit.
Yeah.
So Dawson just gets back set, and he's waiting. Waiting for the catcher to get it back to the coach. So we're all set now. Pitch on its way. Dawson swings and misses at that one. So strike one now. So it's always funny watching the catchers throw at this age. The helmets are just a little bit big for them, and they kind of fall down over their eyes. So next pitch on his way to Dawson is going to be inside. So that was the fourth pitch. So he's got one pitch left, so he's going to have to be hacking on this one. So Dawson back in there. Fifth pitch is on its way, and that's going to be strike number three. So out number two for Washington County White. Going to take us back up to the top of the lineup for Luke Gay as he steps in here. Runner over at third base. Runner at first base.
Two outs.
Washington County looking to add to their run total here. Gay is swinging on the first pitch, and he'll foul that one back into the screen. Catcher's going to come back here and pick it up.
He cut his eyes at me like I was supposed to go through the screen and get it.
So pitch number two is on its way. This is hit over between shortstop and third. Third baseman comes up with it. He won't have a play, so scoring on the play will be Tidwell. He'll come in and bring in the third run of the inning for Washington County. He'll put runners at first and second base. Brings up the bat, Porter Chavez. Chavez steps in. Washington County White now leading it 4-3. Chavez.
Foul ball.
Swinging on the first pitch, fouls it out of play over to the third base side. So one strike on Chavez. Pitch number two is on its way. He's swinging again. Fouls this one back into the screen. So two strikes now on Chavez. Two outs in the inning. Washington County White on top, 4-3. We're in the top half of the second inning. Pitch number three on its way, and it takes this one a little bit inside. So, Garcia, the catcher for Grimes County, getting a workout back here. So, next pitch is on its way, and Chavez will swing and pop this one off to the right. Foul and out of play.
He battling. Fifth pitch here.
So, pitch number five will be the next pitch coming for Chavez. I don't think Garcia wants to do too much catching back here. What do you think?
No. He said, let me get this stuff off.
So pitch five is going to be
hit.
Hit out to second base. He's going to try and throw it over to first. First baseman not there. And we're going to
He never stepped on first.
Get a run. One run's going to score for Washington County. Here comes
two runs
to score. So that'll be five runs in the inning for Washington County. So
isn't that five runs?
That should be five runs right there.
Yeah.
Five runs in the inning for Washington County, so that'll do it for their at-bat this inning. So our score after one and a half, Washington County White 6 and Grimes County 3. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place.
Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star teams playing in the Little League District Tournament.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Swing by your local H-E-B department for everything you need to make your summer party at the park or pool unforgettable. From juicy burgers and sizzling steaks to marinated fajitas and Texas-sized sausage, they've got the goods. And don't forget the fixings. Grab fresh produce, bakery buns, cold drinks, sides, and all your summer favorites in one stop. Your summer, your grill. Your Brenham H-E-B. Let's party Texas style.
And welcome back. Washington County Little League action. Washington County White versus Grimes County. Washington County White with a 6-3 lead. We start in the bottom half of the second. Up to bat for Grimes County is going to be Hasten Atkinson, and he'll swing at the first pitch and foul that off to the right side. So next pitch on its way is going to be swung on and missed. Two strikes, two pitches so far. Got a couple pitches to play with here.
I believe this little cat going to be hacking nobody.
Yeah, it looks like he's up there to swing. He doesn't want to look at none. He's going to swing and hit this one back to the pitcher. Pitcher knocks it down, unable to make the play. He'll throw over to first.
Nice catch.
Atkinson will beat it out over there at first base. So he's on first to lead it off for Grimes County here in the bottom half of the second inning. Take us back to the top of the lineup. Carter Parsons will step in. So he hit one back up the middle. Got a base hit his first time up. Then got tagged out over at second base on the next play. So first pitch in there to Parsons is going to back him off the plate a little bit.
Stout little cat here.
So it's funny how all these kids wear their pants different. You got Grimes County with their pants down, and the Washington County teams are got the pants up, you know, want to show the socks off.
So yep.
Pitch number two to Atkinson is going to be fouled back.
Strike three.
And that's Parsons up to bat, so he'll swing and miss at that. Going to take the count out to 1-2 here. So nobody out for Grimes County. Underway in the bottom half of the second inning. Washington County White leads at 6-3. Next pitch on its way is going to be swung on and missed. That'll be strike number three, and that'll be out number one in the inning for Grimes County. Going to bring up the bat.
Austin Head.
Austin Head for Grimes County. Steps in. Far off that plate. First pitch is going to be inside. Head's ducking out of there. It's going to be ball one. Wonderlick slings one back up the middle. Gets by the coach and the pitcher on that.
Keeping the infield loose.
Keeping everybody alive out there.
Boring when you don't get a ball.
So next pitch swung on and missed by Head. Even up the count, 1-1. Three pitches left. Got a little bit of a barn burner game going on here. There's swung on, hit out to second base. Second baseman's going to knock it down. Going to try and throw over to first base. Not in time. Runner is going to go from second to third. So Grimes County have runners on the corners with one out in the inning. Going to bring up the bat Hudson Ramos.
Nice job of knocking it down at the second baseman.
a pretty hard hit ball after the second base. He stayed in front of it, knocked it down. Just not enough time to get it over there to first base for the out.
So lefty coming up. First big rip.
Lefty swinging. Big swing at that. Comes up empty.
He did hit that one. He might have been over the flagpole, buddy.
Yeah, so back in my day, we couldn't play with these big barrel bats at this age right here. You know, they got the big barrels going. Next pitch is swung on again by Ramos and missed.
I hate to tell him, he ain't going to hit it looking up there at the sky.
Yeah. Trying to hit one out to the outfield.
Watching Juan Soto too much.
So third pitch on its way is going to be swung on and missed for strike three. So going down on strikes will be Ramos for out number two. So it's going to bring up to bat O'Brien Chapman.
Number three, O'Brien Chapman.
So Chapman steps in here from the right side.
At two outs for Washington County. Runner on first.
Chapman getting some last-minute coaching there, and he's going to swing and miss at the first pitch for strike number one.
He's smiling and having fun up there.
That's the good thing to
see.
You know, we talked about this a little bit in the first game about how instructional is what you're looking for here. So next pitch is going to be taken in there for a ball.
Yeah, you know, you gotta let them have fun at this age. It's And let there be light, Keith Smith.
Got a little light going for us. That pitch is swung on, hit out. Third baseman comes up with it. He'll throw over to first base. First base unable to come up with it. One run's going to score. Next runner is hit at the third base, and they're going to pick it up in the pitcher's circle in time, so they'll send him back over there to third.
Took the glove off of the little man in the circle.
Took the glove off of the pitcher on the throw there, but he was able to corral it in and get it back in there. So runners will be at second and third base now. Going to bring up to bat Xavier Torres.
Xavier Torres.
So Torres will step in here. Washington County White leads it 6-4, bottom half of the second. Two outs, runners second and third for Grimes County, and Torres smashes one down the third baseline. Foul.
Coach didn't want no part of that one.
No, got that one in between third base bag and the coaching box over there, and the coach was ducking out of the way over there. So Grimes County scored one run here in the bottom half of the second.
I need more balls.
Taking our score, Washington County White. Leading it still 6-4. Grimes County threatening with runners at second and third base with two outs. Next pitch to Torres. He's going to hit a fly ball out to the outfield. This will score two runs here for Grimes County. Center fielder's up with it pretty quick. He'll toss it on in. Gets by the first baseman. So Torres, he'll take off and hit to second base as the first baseman up with it, gets it back into the circle. Two runs come in for Grimes County. Going to take our score 6-6 now. We're all tied up here in the bottom half of the second inning. So Torres, he'll pull in to second base, and that's going to bring up the bat Heston Bourne. So Bourne steps in. He's swinging first pitch. It's a little tapper foul. Knocked down by Washington County catcher Wunderlich here back behind the plate.
Washington County just needs one more out to get out of this inning.
Next pitch on its way. This is a line drive. Gets by the third baseman. Left fielder's there. He'll pick it up. He'll throw it in. Runner coming around third base. He's going to score. And pulling in a second base will be Heston Bourne. Hard hit line drive. Third baseman right over the top of his head. Going to bring up the bat Tegan Hirsch. So Grimes County jumps out to a 7-6 lead here in the bottom half of the second inning. First pitch to Hirsch. He'll swing, hit a ground ball over towards second base. Second base and up with it. Throws on to first. Got him over at first base for the out. So that's out number three for Washington County. And that'll do it for the second inning. So your score after two complete. It's Grimes County 7, Washington County White 6. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
And welcome back. 7U Coach Pitch baseball action here from Gibson Field here in Burton, Texas. And leading it off for Washington County White here will be Hayden Simmons. First pitch, he's going to take that one and watch it go by. So Washington County White trailing it now 7-6 as we start play here in the top half of the third inning. So tight back and forth game here going on between Washington County and Grimes County. Simmons will swing at this pitch. He'll foul that off to the right side.
Way out in front of that one. So he's right at the front of the box to see it.
Barely got a piece of that one. Hit it off the end of the bat, foul. So pitch number three on its way. Simmons will hit this one back up the middle. Pitcher kick come up with it. It's going to bounce off his glove, and Simmons will be on first base to lead it off for Washington County here in the top half of the third inning. Going to bring up the bat Candon Plum. So Plum will step in here with a runner at first base. Nobody out. We're in the top half of the third inning. First pitch to Plum. He's going to take that one outside. Probably wise to lay off.
Yeah, that was
one.
Way out.
That was a little bit too far out.
Yeah.
So Plum would get back in the batter's box. Coach is ready. Second pitch on its way. Plum will swing, hit a fly ball out to right field. That's will be a base hit. So rounding second will be Simmons. He's hit at the third. Plum's on his way to second. And throw comes in and gets by the pitcher. And scoring on the play will be Hayden Simmons. And Candon Plum will pull in the third base over there. So big fly ball out to the outfield. Grimes County unable to come up with it. So Washington County gets that run back, evens up the score now, 7-7 in the top half of the third. It's going to bring up the bat Wyatt Wunderlich, and he's swinging at the first pitch, and he's going to foul that one back.
Ooh.
So catcher gets it back to the pitcher. Wunderlich's back in the box. We're ready to go here. Wunderlich swings, hits it off the pitcher's leg. He's going to field it, come up with it, try to throw to first, not in time. Scoring on the play will be Candon Plum. So nobody out. Washington County with two runs in. It's going to bring up Bo Remedios.
Cat's leg is hurting.
Pitcher rubbing his leg a little bit there. Took that ball off the shin up the middle.
Coach said, look, we only got nine. I don't have nobody to put in.
So Remedios swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. Catcher comes up with it. He'll throw it back to the pitcher. So Washington County up now 8-7, runner at second base. Next pitch will be taken inside for a ball.
Big crowd out there in the outfield for this game. Looked like all the green team stayed and
looked like they hung around, wanted to watch what's going to happen in this game. So
that's a good thing that they're cheering with for this team, too. That's what Washington County should stick together.
So next pitch, Remedios takes a swing and misses at that one. So count one ball, two strikes, two pitches left.
Might be some Kool-Aid out there, too.
That's very possible. You never know. So next pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. So out number one. Going to bring up the bat Grayson Perez. Oh, we're going to come back. They say Remedios has one pitch left. They were one pitch ahead there.
Good job by the Blues to catch it.
So pitch number five, and coach throws that one a little bit too far inside there. And so Remedios hit back over to the dugout. Now we're going to see Grayson Perez. So Perez is going to step in, runner at second base, one out. Washington County White with an 8-7 lead. Swinging on the first pitch is Perez. He'll hit a little popper. Is going to fall between the pitcher's mound and second base, and he'll beat it out at first. Coming around third base will be Wunderlich, and he'll slide into home for run number three of the inning for Washington County. Washington County jumping out now to a 9-7 lead here. We're in the top half of the third inning. So stepping up the bat for Washington County is going to be Gage Yodel. So Yodel is swinging and hits it over the first baseman's head out into right field. So Perez is on his way to third.
Running.
Yoder's grounding second. Perez is grounding third.
Uh-oh, they're going to be a play.
It's a race to the plate and safe by a foot. So Perez beats him to home plate by one step. And Yoder's going to pull up over there at third base. So four runs in now for Washington County in the inning. He's going to bring up to bat Matt Tidwell. So first pitch swinging is Tidwell, and he'll swing and miss at that. So exciting play there. Yoder hits it over the first baseman's head, and we had a foot race to home plate.
He had no intention of tagging him. He thought he was just going to have to step on that plate, and he's going to be out.
So second pitch to Tidwell, swung on and missed. So Tidwell down two strikes here. He got three pitches left, though. So next pitch on its way, and he'll take that one. So Washington County back on top, 10-7. Scored four runs here so far in the top half of the third inning.
Little man's mama's helping us out. She's doing cotton candy down that popcorn down at the...
And Tidwell a swing and miss at that one for strike three. So that'd be two outs in the inning for Washington County. Going to bring up the bat Lachlan Wolf.
This little cat having fun. He hopped in the box.
He's ready to go. So first pitch, Wolf swings and misses at it. A little excitement going on here on the field tonight up here as we got a back and forth contest going. So pitch number two on its way to Wolf. He'll take this one for a ball.
Got a 10-7 score here in the top of the third. Washington County leading. Two outs for Grimes County.
Next pitch, Wolf swings and misses at that pitch. And that's going to be strike number two. So brings the count to one ball, two strikes on Lachlan Wolf. Got two pitches left. Runner over at third base. Next pitch on its way. Wolf will hit this one over to third base. Third baseman will knock it down, but scoring on the play will be Yoder for run number five of the inning.
That's five runs.
So your score at the end of two and a half, Washington County White 11, Grimes County 7, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right part for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes the Little League All-Stars a successful season.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it, any way.
And
you
welcome
want
back to Burton as we get started here in the bottom of the third, leading it off for Grimes County with Sergio Garcia, and he hits one back to the pitcher's mouth. Pitcher throws it over to first. First baseman unable to hold on to the ball, so Garcia reached first safely here as he starts it off for Grimes County in the bottom of the third. Going to bring up to bat Hasten Atkinson. Swinging at that first pitch and missing is Atkinson. A big hack on the first pitch. Grimes County trailing it 11-7. Next pitch, Atkinson swings again and misses. So Wanderlick track it down back here, throw it back to the coach. Runner over at first base, nobody out. Pitch number three on the way to Atkinson, and he will swing and miss for strike number three. That'll be out number one for Grimes County here in the bottom half of the third inning. Going to take us back to the top of the lineup as Carter Parsons will step in. So Parsons steps in. His first pitch is on its way. It's going to back out of there a little bit and watch that go by for ball one.
Coach pushing him off the plate a little bit.
Coach trying to back him off. He's crowding him a little bit. Got him set up for the outside corner right here. So one ball, no strike count, four pitches left. Next pitch, that one going to be taken also. So Parsons going to look at a couple here before he decides he's going to let it rip. So Parsons back in there. Pitch number three is on its way. Parsons swings, hits a line drive, will get by the second baseman, out to center field. Center fielder knocks it down. He's up with
it. He's throwing it to first.
First baseman will knock it down, and he'll get it back to the pitcher. Pitcher unable to knock it down. It's going to get away from him, so scoring on the play. But we got to play at third, and safe over at third base will be Parsons. So scoring on the play will be Sergio Garcia for Grimes County. So Grimes County able to get on the board here in the bottom half of the third. Going to bring up the bat. Austin Hitt. Coach for Washington County is going to come out, talk to the pitcher a little bit, get everything set back up.
He was hustling. He tried, but he just didn't.
Just couldn't beat him over there to third base. So first pitch to hit. He'll swing, hit it down the first baseline. It's going to be a fair ball. First baseman picks it up, steps on first for the out, but able to score from third is Carter Parsons. So hit out over at first base for out number two. Second run scores for Grimes County. Washington County still leads it here in the bottom of the third, 11-9. Stepping in is Hudson Ramos. Ramos swings and misses that first pitch for strike one. Ramos, left-handed batter.
Two outs.
Watch the ball, Greg.
Yeah, two outs in the inning. Runner over at no runners on as a runner from third scored. Ramos is going to pop this one back and just over our heads here. Hits
lucky
the,
we got that roof up there.
Hits the roof here, rolls back off. So two strikes on Ramos. He's got three pitches left in the at-bat if he wants to take them. Third pitch on its way. Swung on. This is hit back up the middle. This will get through out. Center fielder's going to knock it down, and he'll get it back into the pitcher's mound. Holds Ramos over there at first base. Going to bring up to bat Brian Chapman. So Chapman, probably the smallest guy on the field.
Yeah. He's smiling, though. He got taking a big hack.
Got a big smile on his face as he steps in here with two outs. Runner over at first base. Looking to get him a base hit here so he can move those runners over. So first pitch on its way, and Chapman will swing and miss at that one. So Washington County White with the lead 11-9 here in the bottom of the third inning. So Chapman's back in there in the box. He's set. Pitch is on its way. Chapman's going to swing and foul that one over toward the Washington County dugout. So two strikes now on Chapman. Steps back in there. Third pitch is on its way. And Chapman
foul
this one back. Wunderlich hustling back here. Gets it.
Fires it out there. To
slinks one out there to second base.
Coach didn't catch it.
Yeah. So we get the ball all set back in here to the circle as Chapman gets set up here. He's taking some practice swings. And we're ready. Pitch number four on its way to Chapman. He'll swing, hit a pop out to shortstop. Unable to make the play. Third baseman will come over. He'll knock it down, and he'll get it back into the pitching circle. So runners will be at first and second base. Going to bring up the bat Xavier Torres. Torres steps in. Runners at first and second, two outs. Torres swings, hits it down to third base. Third baseman knocks it down. He's going to try and throw it to first. First baseman knocks it down, but coming around third to score will be one run for Grimes County as the ball will get by the pitcher, but they're unable to advance the run as it got by the third base over there. So we'll have runners at first and second base.
And I tell you what, coach is going to go talk to the guy at third, but he threw a great throw from third to first, and the first baseman caught it. But at the time, he probably should have just held on, got it back to the pitcher.
Yeah. Probably could have just got it back to the pitcher over there, and probably been no harm, no foul there, but a run will come in and going to cut the lead down. Washington County White still leading 11-10. Grimes County scored three runs so far here in the bottom of the third. So two outs, runners at first and second base. Heston Bourne up to bat for Grimes County. First pitch is on its way. He'll swing and tap that one foul. Goes back to the screen.
Wunderlich is hustling, and he rips it back to that pitcher.
So we're all set back. Pitch number two on the way. Bourne's going to swing. He'll hit this one. Second baseman unable to stop it. The right fielder right there throws to first base in time for out number three. So that'll do it for us here in the third inning. Grimes County does score three. So your score after three is Washington County White 11, Grimes County 10. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Wherever life has taken you, starting a business, buying a home, or managing your money on the go, Citizens State Bank is here for what's next. With modern digital tools, convenient services, and a team that knows you by name, we make banking fit your life. Backed by local people, local decisions, and over 100 years of trust. Learn more at csbtx.bank. Citizens State Bank, here for what's on your horizon. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Take your game to the next level with the elite baseball and softball training facility, The Batter's Box. Introducing private hitting and pitching lessons utilizing Rapsodo Pro Data and Ball Flight technology. Plus, 2026 summer baseball and softball camp registrations are now open. Visit them online to register today. Tryouts for their fall 2026 season will be happening in July. Call 979-830-5515 or go online to battersboxbtx.com.
And welcome back. We're at Gibson Field here, Burton, Texas, as we're doing Washington County Little League action for you. 7U coach pitch underway. We're in game two of our doubleheader we have for you tonight. We got Washington County White there on top here as we start the top half of the fourth inning. Washington County White leads it 11-10. Trying to match what the Washington County Green team did in game one. Washington County Green winning that one 15-0. And we're all set here leading it off for Washington County White. It'll be Francisco Lopez, and he swings at the first pitch, fouls it back here into the screen. So Lopez up there, he's hacking away at the first pitch he sees. And they'll get it back into the pitcher. Lopez, he's set back in the box. Pitch number two on its way. He'll hit this one down to third base. Lopez will take off to first, and he's going to make it over there safely, and the ball gets by the first baseman. So Lopez on his way to second base. So he'll pull up there at second base, leads it off for Washington County with a hit, advances the second on the throw. Going to bring up to bat Tucker Dawson.
A good strong throw again by the third baseman. First baseman just tried to olay it.
Yeah, just tried to play that on a hop there and was unable to come up with the ball. So Lopez advances over to second. So first pitch on its way to Dawson. He's going to watch that one go by. Looking for that good pitch to hear. Hit. Got five pitches to do it. So catcher back up with the ball. He'll get it back to the pitcher. Coach is ready. Pitch number two, and Dawson swings. Hits it down the first baseline. Fair. This will roll for a while down the first baseline. Coming around third is Lopez. He'll score. Dawson's second base. He'll round second, and he'll run to third, where he'll pull up at third base. So nice hard hit down the right field line down there. Going to score another run for Washington County White as they'll take a 12-2 lead here in the top half of the fourth inning. Going to bring up to bat, back to the top of the order, Luke Gay. So Gay swings at the first pitch and he'll hit this one foul toward the third base dugout. The ball tossed back in. Pitch number two is on its way and swung on. This is hit on the ground. Shortstop's going to cut it off over to first, not in time, and it will overthrow the first baseman. So hit it down to second base will be Gay as he'll pull into second. And he's got to get back. He's got to go back. So he'll pull up at second, but scoring on the play will be Tucker Dawson. Bring home run number two here in the top half of the fourth for Washington County White as they lead it now 13-10. So up to bat now is going to be Porter Chavez. So Chavez steps in, runner at second base, nobody out. Pitch on its way. Chavez hits this one over to short. Shortstop picks it up. He'll throw on to first. Not in time. Coming around third base to score on the play will be Luke Gay as he brings in run number three for Washington County here in the fourth. And as they overthrow it back to the pitcher's mound, advancing over to second base will be Chavez. So that's going to bring up to bat Hayden Simmons. So Simmons steps in, first pitch on his way. Going to be up high, takes that for a ball.
Blinn's leading 1-0 in the top of the third. They need to win this one to have a championship game tomorrow. They're up 1-0.
So Blinn staying alive in the Junior College World Series. They're out there in Colorado. Grand Junction, Colorado, playing that series out there. So pitch number two is on its way. Simmons swings at this, hits it over. Third baseman's going to knock it down, try and make the play, and he got him over at third base. So nice play over there at third base. Going to cut down the runner there. And fancing over to second base will be Simmons. So out number one is going to be Chavez is out over there at third base for out number one.
I think David Wellman and Ross Schrader up there to, calling the games, right?
Yeah, I don't know who they got on the thing up there, if they got them on ESPN. I know Schrader's up there somewhere. I just don't know what he's doing over there.
I think him and Wellman went together.
So we're going to have a little bit of a shoe tying going on over at third base. Coach comes out and gets the shoelaces tied up for the third baseman. So stepping in the bat will be Candon Plum. So Plum steps in with one out. Runner at second base swings at the first pitch and fouls it back into the screen.
Maybe you got to throw this one high to the little man. Big man, should I rephrase that?
Yeah, Plum is a probably a good foot and a half taller maybe than the catcher there. It'd be interesting if the pitcher and him would stand together. It might be a lot of difference there in height as they work out chasing the ball down there in the outfield. So Washington County White up here 14-10 in the top half of the fourth inning. Pitch is on its way to Plum. It's going to be swung on a little tapper down the first base side. First baseman will pick it up, foul. So two strikes now on Plum.
14-10 here in the top of the fourth, Washington County.
So Plum back in there. Swings. He's going to hit one out. Second baseman coming over. He's going to try and pick it up. Unable to toss it in time to first base. Coming around third base to score is going to be Simmons. So Simmons comes in and scores the fourth run of the inning for Washington County. As Plum will pull over into first base.
Plum dancing on the bag at first.
Yeah. Plum a little excited. Got over there, beat that throw out, showed off some wheels getting over there. Going to bring up the bat Wunderlich. He's going to swing at the first pitch and foul. This one just out of the reach of the catcher back behind home plate.
Wunderlich took a big sigh there.
So pitch number two on its way to Wunderlich. He'll swing at this one and foul it back to the screen. So no ball, two strike count now on Wyatt Wunderlich. He bats here, one out, runner over at first base. Washington County scored four runs here in the top half of the fourth inning. Lead it 15-10 over Grimes County. So pitch number three swung on, hit over to shortstop. Shortstop's going to field it. He's going to no play. So he'll just hold on to the ball there, and he'll get it back into the pitching circle, keep everybody where they're at. So wanted to throw it over to second base. Second baseman a little late getting over there covering. Looked over at first, and Wunderlich was already about three-quarters of the way down the line. Wise choice probably not to throw it over there. So that's going to bring up to bat Bo Remedios, and he's swinging at the first pitch. Comes up empty.
Pounding that plate, saying, come on, bat.
So he'll step up in the box a little bit. Get set and ready for pitch number two, and he'll swing. Hit this one over to pitcher, can't field it. Goes out to shortstop. Misses the tag on the runner coming by. Throws it to second base. Second baseman drops it. And coming around third base to score the fifth run will be Candon Plum. And so that'll do it for Washington County here in the top of the fourth as they score five. And your score after 3.5 innings of play, it's Washington County White 16, Grimes County 10. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Whether you're building a new home, buying a new home, or needing insurance for your current home, Dominant Associates in Brenham can help you save money. Dominant Associates, your local Germania agent, offers many discounts on homeowners insurance to help lower your premium, like discounts for a new home, being claims-free, for central burglar and fire alarms, and having companion auto and life insurance, or a liability umbrella policy. To save money on your homeowners insurance, call Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent in Brenham, at 836-4241.
If you're having faulty wiring issues or plumbing problems that are damaging your home, don't wait around for them to get worse. Call Miller Electric and Plumbing for a professional safety inspection today. From electrical upgrades to plumbing repairs, Miller ensures your home is safe, efficient, and up to code. Protect your family and your investment. Visit MOELLERTX.com. That's Miller Electric and Plumbing, where experience meets reliability. Miller Electric and Plumbing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
Bluebell doesn't fudge on deliciousness. Our new black raspberry fudge ice cream in pints and half gallons combines black raspberry flavored ice cream with dark chocolate flavored chunks and a chocolate fudge swirl. The result is real. Taste the truth.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made
Look for Bluebell ice cream at all Walmart Supercenters.
And welcome back as we're here in Burton. Little League action going on here, and stepping up first for Grimes County is going to be Tegan Hirsch. And Hirsch is going to be out on that pitch as we start play here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So Hirsch goes down as the first out of the inning. Going to bring up to bat for Grimes County Sergio Garcia. Garcia steps in. He swings and fouls that one off to the right-hand side. So Washington County White with a 16-10 lead here. We're in the bottom half of the fourth inning. So had a back-and-forth game, each team scoring runs. Washington County able to limit Grimes County last inning to just three runs. Next pitch is going to be swung on and missed by Hirsch. And Hirsch will pick it up and throw it over to the first baseman. And
Coach kind of stared him down
yeah,
a little.
Yeah, Coach is like, you're supposed to throw that over here to me.
He's getting a laugh.
Yeah, that's Coach good. Got a big smile on his face out there on the mound. So next pitch is on his way to Hirsch. He's going to swing and miss at this one. That's going to be strike number three. So two quick outs for Grimes County here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. They trail it 16-10. Washington County White on top here. So it's going to bring up to bat Hagan Atkinson. He's going to swing, hit a tapper over to first. First baseman up with it, tags him out on the way by. So three up, three down.
Quick outs there.
Three quick outs for Washington County. That'll do it through four innings. It's Washington County White 16, Grimes County 10, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC in Brenham. For over 60 years, our dealership has been a pillar in this community, offering a great selection of inventory and outstanding customer service. Our entire team is ready to serve your vehicle needs, whatever they may be. Sales, service, parts, or body shop. Stop in today to check out our huge inventory of trucks and SUVs of all sizes. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Washington County students, while you're working hard on the field, on the court, and in the classroom, Blinn College is here to support your next step. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible students can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support in their first year after high school. No financial need required. Use it for academic courses, workforce training, or online classes. Stay close to home and start strong at Blinn College. Learn more and apply at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And welcome back out here to Burton, Texas, as we're at Gibson Field out here for Washington County 7U coach pitch baseball action here as we get ready to set to start the top half of the fifth inning with Washington County White on top, 16-10. Stepping in first for Washington County in the top of the fifth will be Grayson Perez. So Perez is ready. waiting on the catcher from Grimes County to get out here, and we'll be all set, ready to go here. So Perez steps in. We're ready to go. First pitch is on its way to Perez. He swings and misses it for strike number one.
Daddy pitching to him, trying to get him a perfect strike.
Trying to get that one right in his wheelhouse. So Perez swings at the next one, hits it up the middle. Pitcher's going to knock it down. He picks it up, tosses over to first, pulls the first baseman off the base, and Perez will be safe over there at first base. So that's going to bring up the bat for Washington County, Gage Yoder. So Yoder will step in here with nobody out, runner over at first base. So first pitch is on its way to Yoder, and he swings and misses at that for strike number one. Turned into a beautiful nighttime game out here. Nice, cool temperature out here tonight. You don't see this much at this time of year. Usually it's pretty hot and humid. Not much humidity out here. Good night for some baseball. Yoder swings and misses at pitch number two, so he's down in the count. No balls and two strikes.
We get this another month behind us, though. I got a feeling it would be cooking hit July.
Hit that June, July part, you know, or almost to June. So pitch number three, Yoder swings, hits it over to first. First baseman knocks it down, steps on the base for out number one. Advancing over to second base will be Perez. So Yoder out over at first base for out number one. He's going to bring up to bat Mac Tidwell. Tidwell, a step in, one out, runner over at second base. First baseman dancing out there to the music. So first pitch on its way to Tidwell, swings and pops that one just over the screen.
Good catch by the fan in the stands.
And get right over that screen. Nice play out there by the fans. So pitch number two on its way. Tidwell swings and misses at this one for strike two. So three pitches left of the five. Two strikes on Tidwell.
Tidwell's up there hacking.
Pitch number three is on its way. He swings, fouls this one over to the first base dugout. So two pitches left for Tidwell. That pitch is swung on. Another foul tapped over there to the first base dugout. First baseman's going to run over there and shag that one down. Next pitch to Tidwell. This is swung on and missed for strike three. So Tidwell will go down on strikes for out number two. He's going to bring up to bat Lachlan Wolf. So Wolf, oh, we got a timeout called here.
Courtesy runner
courtesy,
for the catcher.
Courtesy runner for the catcher coming
Tidwell
in.
Tidwell will go in there and run.
Get everything all set. Courtesy runner in there with two outs. So Wolf steps in. He swings at the first one. Hits it down to third. Third is going to knock it down. They got a little play over there. And close play. And they're going to say safe. So safe over there is...
Everybody's running. Tidwell's going to score.
So we're going to get a run scored on that one as the ball gets away. So one run in for Washington County. Wolf's going to make his way over to second base. Going to bring up to bat Francisco Lopez. So first pitch to Lopez. He's swinging, pops this one over to the third base side. Foul and out of play.
17-10, Washington County in the top of the fifth.
So we're in the top of the fifth, 17-10. Washington County looking to add to this, try and seal it up here to prevent Grimes County from having an opportunity to even tie. So Lopez ready. Second pitch coming. He swings, pops this one up. Catcher not able to make the play as it's going to fall right behind him. So That'll make it two strikes, I believe, on Lopez. So Lopez back in the box. Coach ready. Pitch on the way. Swung foul on ball. And fouled back. So we're on pitch number five here coming up. Two strikes. So we've got to have a swing or put a ball in play or it'll be an out. So pitch number five. Swung on. Hit over to third base. Third baseman's going to knock it down. Tag him out over at third base. And that'll be out number three for Washington County. And after four and a half innings of play, it is Washington County White 17, Grimes County 10, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their location in Brenham or Bastrop.
And welcome back. We're out here in Burton, Texas, Washington County. Little League action going on for you tonight. First games of the year for Little League action. We're in the district-only tournament, 7U coach pitch out here. Tomorrow I'll be over in Schulenburg for 8U softball coach pitch. Doug Brown, I have the action for you on Sunday coming from Industry, where they're playing that tournament between Sealy and Industry, I believe, over on that one. And don't forget, as we wait here, as they fix the catcher up and get them all worked out here. Burton Panther State Championship game coming up Thursday, Dell Diamond. So we're all set, ready to go here as we started here in the bottom half of the fifth. Leadoff batter's going to swing, hit one out into center field. So leading it off for Grimes County there was Carter Parsons, and he'll hit it out to center field. And
throwing the ball
Washington
around.
County throwing the ball around a little bit, but Parsons a hold up over there at second base as the ball is over at third base right now. Not going to take that chance to try and advance over there. So Parsons with the leadoff hit out there to center field. He's over at second base. Grimes County looking to score some runs, try and keep it close here. Washington County White with a 17-10 lead here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So stepping up the bat, it's going to be Austin Head. And he's going to swing at the first pitch and miss that one. Grimes County trying to battle back. Cut into this lead, force a sixth inning. So first pitch coming, second pitch coming in there is going to be inside. Takes the count to one ball, one strike. Three pitches left for the batter. Coach is going to walk it back out to the mound. He's set. He's ready to go. Pitch number three on its way, and he's going to swing and tap this one foul behind the catcher. Count a good one ball, two strikes, two pitches left for the batter. So Austin hit the batter for Grimes County. Pitch is on its way, swung on, fouled over to the first base dugout. So that's going to take us out to four pitches that Head is seen, so this will be the fifth pitch coming, so we'll have to be swinging on this one. So coach is ready. That fifth pitch is on its way. Head swings and misses. They're going to call that a foul ball. Foul tap here right behind the plate, so Head stays alive there. Just got a small piece of that one. Keeps him alive.
It's even kind of dark back there in Grange. Got that call, right?
So another pitch coming. He is going to hit this one. It's going to get by the pitcher. Shortstop fields it. He's going to run the runner back to second base. Keeps him there. But reaching over first base is Austin Hitt. So runners at first and second base now with nobody out for Grimes County. Going to bring up the bat Hudson Ramos.
Bottom of four now. Blinn's losing 2-1. They got to come on, Blinn.
So Blinn trailing it up there in Grand Junction, Colorado, 2-1 in the World Series game. So Ramos steps in, left-handed batter. First pitch coming. He swings and fouls this one over to third base dugout, out of play.
It's that little man that took that big hacks always, isn't it?
He is not getting cheated when he gets up there, that's for sure. He's going to step back in. He's got one strike on him. Pitch number two. He's going to hit this one out to the gap in left center field. This
guy got a roll.
Fence all the way to the fence. One run a score. Two runs
a score. Three runs a score.
Ramos hit it to third. He's going to come around third. And he'll come on the score on the inside the park home run there for Ramos. So Ramos got a hold of one there, hits it all the way out to the fence in left center field, scores three runs for Grimes County. So that cuts into the Washington County lead. Now we're 17-13. It's going to bring up the bat Brian Chapman.
That little cat hit the ball hard. This little man swinging his hard. He's swinging to his knee.
He's taking some practice hacks up there, took him down to his knee. So first pitch on his way to Chapman. He'll swing and miss at that first one. Chapman comes up with a big smile on his face after that swing and miss. A good, entertaining game we got going on out here in game two. 17-13, Washington County White on top. Next pitch coming to Chapman. He'll foul this one off to the right side.
Astros leading 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth. They've been playing some pretty good ball.
They kind of turned it around a little bit. Had a few hiccups there at the beginning. Been hit with the injury bug over there, but kind of turning it around now. So next pitch on its way to Chapman, and he'll swing, and they're going to say strike three on that one. So down on strikes is Chapman for out number one for Grimes County. Going to bring up to bat Xavier Torres. Torres steps in, looking to keep the inning alive for Grimes County. So pitch is on its way, and it's going to be behind him. Saw that in game number one.
He just getting him loose. And then the catcher throws it away from the pitcher.
So Torres back in there. Got four pitches left. Nobody on, one out. Washington County leading it 17-13.
Torres. Ooh, he ripped that ball
down the left field line. Going to get by the left fielder. So Torres rounds first base. He's going to chug it over to second base. And he'll pull up there at second base with a double.
The ball gets by.
Ball gets by the pitcher. So Torres is going to take off and hit over to third base. And he'll stay over there as they get it back into the pitching circle. So big hit by Torres. Hit a line drive fly ball out to left field. Over the left fielder's hit. Going to bring up the bat Heston Bourne. Probably two of the hardest hit balls we've seen so far out of either team.
Absolutely.
Grimes County here this inning. Get some good aluminum on the ball and getting it out there. And cut into that Washington County lead, 17-13. Washington County still leads it. We're in the bottom half of the fifth inning.
They can only score two more, right?
Two more. Scored three so far this inning. Grimes County can score two more. And swinging, hitting this over to shortstop. Shortstop's going to pick it up. And he will toss it back into the circle. But scoring on the play will be Xavier Torres. And safe over at first base is Heston Bourne for Grimes County. Going to bring up to bat Tegan Hirsch. So Grimes County with four runs in here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. So Hirsch will step in, runner over at first base, one out.
pitches on its way. Hirsch swings, hits it over to first. First baseman for Washington County knocks it down, steps on the bag for out number two. So Hirsch will be out number two in the inning, but moving over to second base will be Bourne. That's going to bring up to bat Sergio Garcia. So Garcia will step in, two out. Runner over at third base. Pitch is on its way. Swinging, hits it down to third. Third baseman's going to throw home. Wunderlich unable to come up with the catch, so scoring on the play is going to be Bourne, and that'll take us out to five runs for Grimes County. So that'll do it for us here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. As Grimes County scores five times, and your score at the end of five, it's Washington County White 17, Grimes County 15, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's your shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham congratulates the Washington County All-Star Team playing in the Little League District Tournament.
And we're back here, Burton Gibson Field, for Washington County Little League action as we hit to the top half of the sixth inning. Washington County White with a 17-15 lead. So Grimes County's looking to kind of hold Washington County to minimum here of three runs to have a chance to tie this up as we've made it to the sixth inning.
So it'll be over with if they score.
If Washington County scores four runs here, it's Grimes County unable to catch up at that point.
So Glenn just took the lead 3-2. So
Buccaneers take a 3-2 lead up in Grand Junction, Colorado in their World Series game this evening. So stepping in first for Washington County is going to be Tucker Dawson. First pitch coming to him, and he'll back out of there, and he'll take that one for ball one. So four pitches left for Dawson as he steps in here.
There's absolutely no way, Stephen, that I could pitch up on there.
I couldn't do it.
I have to talk. And
So Dawson swings and misses at pitch number two. Yeah, the coach can't talk to the batter. He can't talk to the player. So it's like I would really struggle with that to start out with. And the next thing, I'd probably hit half the kids when I was up there pitching anyway. So Dawson on the next pitch, he swings and misses. So that'll take that out to one ball, two strike count. Two pitches left for Dawson as he's the leadoff batter here in the top half of the sixth inning for Washington County. So next pitch swung on and missed by Dawson for strike number three. So Dawson will go down on strikes for the first out of the inning. Going to take us back up to the top of the lineup for Luke Gay as he steps in here. One out, nobody on.
Washington County really needs to get some base runners to score some runs.
Gay smacks one just foul down the third baseline. So out in front of that just a little bit.
They ain't not even on. They got to stay on.
So as we get the ball back in here.
My umpire's struggling a little bit. He's talking about turning lights off. I said it ain't over with yet.
So next pitch to Gay swung on and missed for strike number two.
I think he's trying to be a Hannah Banana umpire.
Ready,
Either that or he's been here too long for this game. He's trying to get in a hurry. And the 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Gay, and he'll go down on strikes for out number two for Washington County here in the top half of the sixth. Going to bring up the bat Porter Chavez.
It's fixing to get pretty interesting.
It's going to get a little interesting if they don't score and go in that bottom half of the sixth with a two-run lead. So Chavez, he'll take the first pitch for a ball. Chavez back in there. Second pitch is on its way to him. He's going to swing. A little tapper back to the pitcher's mound. Pitcher's going to field it. Going to throw over to first base. First baseman, close play at first base. Umpire says safe.
There he goes to second.
And he's going to take off and head to second base.
He better,
And he slides in there safely over at second base. So you can kind of see that one coming. He's playing a little cat and mouse there with the first baseman. And he takes off as soon as he went to throw it back to the pitcher, and he takes off and had a little foot race there, and Chavez able to beat him out. So that's going to bring up to bat Hayden Simmons. Swings at the first pitch and fouls that ball back. So Simmons up with two outs, runner over at second base. Washington County look to add to their 17-15 lead here in the top half of the sixth. Pitch number two is going to be swung on and fouled back. No ball, two strike count, three pitches left for Simmons. So Simmons back in there, third pitch is on its way. Simmons swings and misses, and that's going to be strike three, and that'll do it here in the top of the sixth. So your score after 5.5, Washington County White 17, Grimes County 15. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Manuel's Mexican Restaurant Taqueria makes every meal a fiesta. Manuel serves breakfast on Saturday and Sundays. For lunch and dinner, enjoy your favorite Mexican entrees, enchiladas, fajitas, tamales, plus great drinks like margaritas, birritas, micheladas, sangriaritas, Mexican imported beer, and end on a sweet note with a tempting dessert like sopapillas. Manuel's is open for carryout Tuesday through Thursday till 9, Friday and Saturday till 10, and Sunday till 3. Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, 409 West Main in Brenham.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
All right, welcome back as we start here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Washington County White with a 17-15 lead here. Leading it off for Grimes County is going to be Hasten Atkinson, and he swings and misses at the first pitch. So big inning here for Washington County. Need a little bit of defense, need a little bit of help here. Clinging to that two-run lead is always interesting when you get here into these bottom half of the innings with a small lead. So pitch number two on the way to Atkinson. He'll swing and miss at that. So quickly, no balls and two strikes.
This is kind of a lot like last night when Daryl's knee started bouncing and we needed to get three outs. And always say we need to get this first batter out.
So third pitch on its way. Atkinson will hit this one. Line drive foul into the third base dugout. So coach will toss it back in. Two pitches left for Atkinson. Coach is ready. Pitch is on its way. Atkinson swing. Hits it down to third. Third baseman up with it. He'll throw over to first base. First baseman's got it and catches it on the hop for out number one. So great throw from third base over there to first base for out number one.
If he wouldn't have jumped up to try to step on that bag, he would have been safe if he'd have run through it. But he actually jumped up in the air instead of running through it. That's a good play by Plum over there at third.
That's a good play by third base.
And scoop by the first base.
Yeah. You could see him waiting on it. He knew it was going to hop over there, and he played it on it. He got a perfect hop, was right at him, comes up with it, and big play.
That's a base hit.
That brings up Carter Parsons. He's swinging at the first pitch, and he hits a line drive out to left field. Ball's going to get away from the left fielder. He'll toss it into the pitcher's mound, but going into second base is Parsons. So Parsons over there at second base with one out. Going to bring up to bat Austin Head for Grimes County. Washington County White leading it here, 17-15, bottom of the sixth inning.
Have to score two to tie.
Grimes County needs two runs to tie, three to win. So next pitch on its way, and this is going to be swung on by Head. Hit over to second base. He's going to come up with it. Toss over to first, and not in time at first. And they'll get it back into the pitcher's mound, but coming around third base is going to be Parsons as he'll score. So that's going to cut the lead down. So safe is Head over at first. Parsons scores 17-16 now. Washington County, one out. Going to bring up to bat Hudson Ramos.
It's that little cat that hit it way out there in left center, didn't it?
Hit it way out to the fences last time up, and he hits another one out there to the shortstop. He'll make the catch for out number two. And they got the runner hung off of first base. And
he
got
to go back to first.
And they'll tag him out for the third out. So exciting finish here. As a pop-up caught by the shortstop, going to turn into a double play as they get the runner trying to go back to first. So Washington County wins it here, 17-16, exciting finish. And we'll be back with our post-game after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic. 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
All right, we're back here in Burton as an exciting finish there to that game as Washington County White takes it by one run there as they crazy play there to end that game. So a little fly ball, shortstop comes up with it. The Grimes County player first base is off and running, and he comes all the way around second base, but he's got to go all the way back to first. Pitcher runs it over there for Washington County, tags him out. So double play to end it for Washington County White as they secure that victory, 17-16, our final score out here as we two victories tonight for Washington County and 7U Coach Pitch. So the green team wins it 15-0 in the first one and 17-16 here for Washington County White in game number two. Daryl, exciting finish.
Yeah, this here, you got to smile the whole game. These little cats are out here having fun. There's absolutely zero stress. We as parents sitting in the stands, yeah, we're stressing because we think our kids are 15 that they should know really how to play the game. But this is the joyful times. So let them go up there and have fun. Yeah. That little guy was running, and he was gonna score, and But he got to realize if they catch it, you got to get back.
Yeah, just got to get back there. Just couldn't get back in time. Fundamentals, and they'll learn that as they go forward. You know, it's just that's what it's for, teaching and learning. So they'll learn from their mistakes and move on from that. And what we'll do is we'll send it back for a break and a word from our sponsors.
Tilghman Construction, your hometown builder since 1956, has earned a reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. Celebrating 70 years of providing quality service to the community, trust their experienced team to get the job done your way. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tilghman Construction. Visit online at TilghmanHomes.com to make your building visions come to life.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Step up to the plate with summer flavor at Whataburger. After the big All-Star game, families can swing by for fresh, made-to-order burgers, crispy fries, and ice-cold drinks that hit it out of the park. From post-game team meals to late-night cravings after practice, Whataburger is the perfect stop for players, parents, and fans alike. Whether celebrating a win or shaking off a tough inning, they're serving up hometown favorites all season long. Visit your local Whataburger today and make every game day taste like a championship victory.
And we're back here for post-game action. Game number two is Washington County White with a 17-16 hard-fought victory here. Daryl, kind of this is what it's about. You know, yeah. We see the kids out here lining up. They got all their bad bags out there. You know, they're gonna get snap a photo over there, get some photos. But it's good to see kids having fun, enjoying themselves. You know, and it takes me back to, you know, when my kids played Little League. We always played Little League and did a bunch of baseball. Little League was always good to us. Made a couple runs up to the state tournament with both my boys, and it was always enjoyable. It's more of a camaraderie thing, you know, with parents and stuff, as they get to know each other, and they'll go through and they'll progress. Some of them may stay with it, some of them may not. You know, we may be looking at future, you know, college players out here. I'm sure everyone has aspirations to play high school ball. You know, that's the first step, you know, get on that high school team.
I just got reminded this day before yesterday by my daughter and Rachel. 20 years ago, we won our first state title with those girls in softball, and I was telling Mark Benke, coached, and Mike Wellman, and like you said, the great times, the memories. We ate together, we drank together, and we played together. And if you do that as a team, you're going to get the experience winning, because teams that do play together as a family, they do well. You know, you can stress out here. Man, my kid made All-Stars. They need to do and be better than anybody. You know, that ain't always the truth. You sit out here, especially at 7 years old, you're coming out here. That little cat was having a blast thinking he was fixing to score from first, you know. And then the precious moment is when his dad takes him in his arms and hugs him because he's crying that he made the last out.
Right.
You know, that's what this is all about. Those kind of memories, lessons, teaching lessons. And these guys here winning their first pool game.
Winning their first pool game, and they're
taking pictures.
Taking pictures. Yeah. You know, it's great to see stuff like that.
Yes, that's what it's all about. You know, the work that you put in, all those practices and everything, and excitement, this is what it's about.
Yep, this is what it's all about here. So we'll take one more break, and we'll come back and wrap it up after a few words from our sponsors.
In a world where leaks and clogs turn into bigger problems, call a plumbing company you can trust. A1 Quality Plumbing has been serving Washington County and the surrounding areas for over 30 years with same-day service, free inspections, and reliable estimates. Residential, commercial, and emergencies, A1 Quality does it all. From repairs to remodeling and even new construction, call 830-1877 today. That's 830-1877 or visit A1QualityPlumbers.com. A1 Quality Plumbing, family-owned, operated, and ready to help.
License number 45380.
You got dirt? Grime? Too much on your plate? Not enough time? Well, call Pat's Cleaning Service. She's a dust desperado and dirt's worst nightmare. Pat and her team will get your home clean and she won't clean you out. Bonded and insured, you can rest assured she'll put together a custom plan to keep your home or office spick and span. Call Pat's Cleaning Service at 979-661-4538 for a free estimate.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
And welcome back as we wrap it up out here in Burton. Had doubleheader action tonight. Both Washington County teams able to come out victorious in their first games of pool play. Appreciate being joined by Daryl out here. Gave him something to do when his job got taken away on the PA. So he decided he's going to join me for a couple games. So I always appreciate the help. Shout out to Grayson back there on the boards. Taking care of us back there. Couldn't do it without him back there at the studios. So, once again, your final score here is Washington County White 17, Grimes County 16. For myself and Daryl, everyone have a good evening, and we'll see you next time.
This broadcast is brought to you by Woods & Lumber Company, H-E-B & Brenham, Batter's Box, A1 Quality Plumbing, Bluebell Creamery, Hody Real Estate, Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, Wellman Insurance Agency, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham, Dahman & Associates, BVR Materials, Blinn College, Coaches Insurance, Tillman General Contracting, Washington Animal Clinic, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Citizen State Bank, Plan North Architectural, Altman Dentistry, Double D Glass Services, K&H Portable Toilets, LaRoche Chevrolet GMC Buick, Manuel's Mexican Restaurant, Collier Construction, DDM Pipe and Steel, Branded Graphics, Mr. Windshield, Golders Buy and Buy, Seidel Schrader, Bilski Waterwell Services, La Morelis Meat Market, Muller Electric, Pat's Cleaning, Kendra Tile, and Brenham National Bank. Again, the final score was Washington County Green winning against Grimes County 17-16. Good job to Washington County. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, and this has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.